Tom Atkins is in the studio. He's with the Nelson and District Credit Union, and we're here to talk about International Credit Union Day tomorrow. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Yourself?
I'm great.
So, Tom, maybe we could touch a little bit on sort of the broader celebration that's going on, as it is International Credit Union Day. What's the networking like between credit unions around the world?
You know what? That's a great question. I actually had the opportunity to attend the World Credit Union Conference in July in Denver with credit union people from, like you said, all over the world. And there is certainly a fantastic connection. You know, we've all evolved out of the same principles in our communities for community banking, and you can just hear it. The same stories from Trinidad to Australia to Ireland to, you know, the Southeast Asia. They're all, it's almost like preaching to the converted. Yeah, we know that, but we love hearing these fantastic stories of the impacts that credit unions have had in small communities, and especially a lot of the more developed countries that haven't had the financial institutions to save money or even borrow a little bit of money to start a small business. And it's really, really, you know, you come back super energized and super, you know, proud to be part of the credit union system as a whole.
Right, and maybe we could talk a little bit about sort of the origins of credit unions. I mean, I understand it dates back. Obviously, there's been forms of community credit and this kind of concept for probably millennia, but the more modern concept of a credit union, what's your impression?
I think we're looking back to Levi Quebec and Alphonse Desjardins, and you probably still hear that name Desjardins in the financial services industry. Desjardins is a cooperative, financial co-op. I guess they might be legislated more at a federal level, but that's, you know, in eastern U.S. and eastern Canada was kind of the heart of where the system started for Canada, for sure. Every other country probably can say they've had a similar story, but for us, it started in Quebec with the Caisse Populaires, and from there to the credit union system, started off a lot with what they would call a closed bond credit union, where the credit union was set up with people of similar faith or community affiliation or employment, right. And then from there they've evolved to an open bond, which Nelson and District and most of the credit unions around here now are, but a lot of the credit unions that merged for NDCU back in the early day were, it was a dairy co-op credit union, there was a railway credit union, teachers, and as, you know, as the needs evolved and they couldn't support because of the scale of their smaller credit unions, they merged, and NDCU's charter was November 1950, so that's kind of when what you see today hit the streets in Nelson, but yeah, certainly a very interesting past.
Right, and you guys have held true to your to the term credit union, because I have to admit the credit union that I have belonged to since I was a child in Vancouver's North Shore, I was so disgusted when they changed their name to Blue Shore Financial. And trust me, there's a lot of old school North Shore people were cringing at that. So kudos to you guys for sticking true and not being ashamed of the credit union concept.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just the name. People have an association with that, and they affiliate it with various things. And yeah, certainly a lot of credit unions are going down that road and rebranding with credit union being a very, very small part of their name or just part of their legal name. But it's true, yeah, you know, we are sticking to that credo of credit union. CU, we're happy to do it.
So maybe we could also talk a little bit about some of the original intentions behind it. I would assume that people form these initial credit co-ops, credit unions, because they're dissatisfied with other financial services being offered in their communities, or was it more of a proactive thing?
I think it was more proactive. There was probably some frustration, some dissatisfaction, but most credit unions evolved out of a need for credit, really. Small communities and a need to borrow money, 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago, financial institutions in Canada were not lending money on a personal basis for purchases of, business items or personal items or even homes. And so that's how it started. And it started as a small group of people accepting deposits around a kitchen table. That was your board of directors or your credit committee. And they were making decisions purely based on character and the capacity of the individual. It's, you know, I know Neil, he's a good guy, and he needs to purchase this. You know, I have a lot of faith that he'll pay us back, and right. That's kind of how microlending evolved. And today, microlending statistics, when they talk about it in some of the developing countries where credit unions are, they talk about the repayment rate as, you know, 100%, because, you know, those people that, you know, got their start with that first loan have a lot of faith and a lot of pride and are determined to show their character.
So maybe, Tom, we could touch on what's the range of services that are offered in a modern credit union? I mean, obviously, initially it was mostly savings and loans, kind of.
Basically, yeah.
Right. So what do you offer now?
Same as the financial institutions that we see, you know, on the big streets, the big five, we'll say. But it's interesting, a lot of the innovation in the financial services industry in Canada came from credit unions. You know, the first loans and mortgages, lending to women, ATMs, a lot of this, even deposit anywhere, a lot of the technologies that you're seeing now came through the credit union first. So even though a lot of people think that the credit union's a little bit slower and a little bit behind the times, you know, sometimes we are, unfortunately, due to our size, but we strive as best as possible to offer the innovation and the same products and services that the other financial institutions in this country offer.
So, Tom, let's turn to tomorrow's events. I know that maybe we should remind our listeners, we're speaking with Tom Atkins from the Nelson and District Credit Union. And, Tom, you know, I didn't even give you a chance to describe your role with the organization there.
Well, you know, we're a small credit union. I get to dabble my fingers in a lot of things, but I guess what it says on my business card is marketing and community relations manager. So opportunities to come out like this are fantastic. So thank you, Neil, for inviting me in.
Excellent. So tomorrow's events, International Credit Union Day.
Yeah, so around the world, October 15th, it's the third Thursday of October every year all around the world, credit unions and co-ops, well, it's co-op week as well, but particularly for credit unions tomorrow, we get our chance to blow our own horn. So swing by any branch of any credit union if you want to really learn a little bit more. I don't mind giving a plug-in for the other credit unions in the Kootenai region, but for us at Nelson and District, we'll be you know, offering some coffee and treats for members, some draw prizes, and for the community too. If you want to learn a little bit more about what a credit union is and you've been sitting on the fence for years, we encourage you to come by, and we'd love to have the conversation with what makes us different.
It's almost an open house kind of thing.
It's an open house for
right.
Sure. And we're going to have the Nelson and District Hospice Society in for a couple hours. We like to invite a community organization in every year and have the opportunity to put their face out to the community. And it's also a bit of a plug for their workathon that they're going to have this Saturday, October 17th, in support of the hospice and a bit of a fundraiser for them. So come on in and ask them some questions if you'd like as well.
Which, of course, is another positive attribute of credit unions and co-ops, is that there is sort of that inherent community values. And
yes.
It sounds like you've partnered with Kaelian Hospice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, Nelson and District Hospice Society.
Right.
Yeah, two different hospice organizations. So, come on down. And, again, we love to partner not only with other co-ops in the community, but we partner with credit unions as well and collaborate a lot. Even though we've got our own names and signs out on the street, you'd be surprised how much conversation and how much work goes in between the credit unions, because, again, that's part of the values of what a credit union is all about.
Excellent. So, Tom, maybe you remind our listeners where they can find you guys. Where are you located?
Well, we're on 501 Vernon Street, kitty corner to the Hume Hotel and Touchstones in the courthouse. Free parking in the back. Come in through the front. And then we're on the main strip in Rosland on Columbia. And then Main Street, Crawford Bay, right on the highway there.
Yeah, right next to the Crawford Bay Park.
Yeah, right next to the park.
Excellent.
And that piece of park actually used to be owned by the credit union, and 10 years ago we donated it back to the community.
Well, that's quite substantial.
So that's now part of the Crawford Bay Park and Rec Society property, but it was owned by the credit union, and that was a donation that we made back on the East Shore branch's 50th anniversary.
Excellent. Well, I know people think highly of you on the East Shore, so that's great.
Interesting story there, too, you know, how they evolved in Ryandale as part of the Bluebell Mine. So, again, that was a closed-bond credit union that evolved to an open.
It was kind of like a worker, a miner's co-op?
Yeah. The employees at the mine there would have created that credit union Ryan Dell Credit Union back almost 60 years
from right now. Yeah, back in the late 40s and early 50s. Wow. Okay, folks, so check out NDCU, Nelson and District Credit Union, and I imagine this kind of celebration is going on, like you mentioned, at all the other regional credit unions in the area. So if you're not close to an NDCU one, well, drop by whichever one's closest and take a gander at what they have to offer. All right, some music now. Oh, thanks again, Tom, for coming.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, cheers.